trouble.
You know, Bahamas has got kind of nasty on the fishing rules in the last year or so. Each year they have a, you probably know about it, they have a fishing tournament for boats under up to 24 foot. What they do, they get together and then the big couple big boats go with them, and they go in Bahamian waters and they have a several day tournament, and it's getting under pressure now.
Really, to stop it?
Yeah, the Bahamian law reads, and it's to cover commercial fishermen, it reads that you'll take a reasonable amount of fish.
Yeah.
And they don't say what a reasonable amount is.
Yeah.
And not too long ago, they took a fisherman's boat.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I think he is commercial fishing, actually, but he claims he wasn't. But anyway, there's some people's getting...
What do? They freeze them on the boat, don't they?
Yeah.
They just stack them and stack them and stack them.
Yeah. Larger boats carry freezer lockers on.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Gonna beat it up.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right.
That, Rick.
Yeah, that's about 2 minutes or something.
Okay.
Let's see. You ever go hunting very much?
Not too much. Used to hunt a good bit. Mm-hmm. Used to quail hunt, you know.
Yeah.
And woods has grown up so much now, I about quit.
Huh.
Hadn't quail hunted in several years.
Yeah. Do you have very many deer around here?
A few. They're getting populated better than they used to be. They planted a good many Wisconsin deer in here a few years back, and they just beginning to, I think what they've done, they've built they intermingle with deer, interbred with deer we had, and they're getting to be a little bigger deer now.
I see. You know those white birds that hang around the cows?
Yeah.
Have those always been around here?
No. They tell me they come from South America.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they migrate here?
Yeah, that's what I understand, up through Mexico.
Uh-huh.
But, up until a few years ago, you never saw one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see them everywhere. They in North Georgia, I'm sure.
Not so much.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Man, they here. And I mean, they came out at one time like love bugs.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Those lug bugs are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, repaint your car.
Yeah, they'll take the paint off of it.
Yeah.
They tell me they developed them to eat mosquitoes.
Oh, do they?
You know, the love bug.
Yeah, that's sad.
They couldn't control him. Now they pose with the problem getting rid of the love bug. They say he's worse than a mosquito.
Wow. Maybe they bring some birds in to eat love bugs.
Now they've tried. They tried to feed him to all the different kinds of birds. No, you know, none of them like him.
Do they eat the mosquitoes?
Yeah, they say he will.
Mm-hmm.
But he eats cars, too. The paint off of them.
God. What do they call those big white birds?
I don't know. Cowbirds. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people refer to them as old cowbirds, but I don't know what the name of them are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll ride on the back of cows.
Mm-hmm.
Have you saw them in the field?
Yeah.
And the cows is content, you know, to let him ride. He eats mites and all off the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Picks him clean.
Yeah. That's good, it really is.
Yeah.
That's great.
And, he's mostly feathers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never have seen one close, I guess.
He looks like a miniature Ponscoggin.
Yeah. What's a Ponscoggin?
A long-legged water bird, you know. A crane.
Yeah.
Call him Ponscoggin.
Uh-huh. Those birds are kind of... They look... I can remember... I can't remember ever seeing them, you know, until recently.
Yeah. Just in the last few years, they came in.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say there's a killer bee.
Yeah, he's moving up too, you know.
That's kind of bad. He's supposed to be here in a couple of months or a couple of years or something.
I hope not.
I do too.
But,
I really do.